Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay!
Hello, everyone.
And Tracy's over there busy getting everything hooked up. She's the Oz behind the screen.
That's right. We should have a curtain that I come out.
We should.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, it would. You could peek out.
It seems appropriate. Maybe I could pull this curtain over enough. I have a curtain.
There we go. Yeah.
I'll fix that later.
She is the wizard here to make it all where we can connect everybody. Actually, we have wizards behind wizards behind wizards. So we have this whole team here that is wizardry.
That's right. You know what? The whole show is going to be worth it just for the face that you just made.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that again in a minute, see how many faces and funny reactions we can make. So anyway, tonight, really, really excited. We have a special guest on our show. And Leah this is really cool because you just came to us. I mean, it's like, it's been this intertwining thing, you know, where we, you know, I got to meet you in Florida and you were, well, we can talk about how you came into everybody's lives and stuff. But anyway, Leah is fantastic. I met her in Florida. And later learned, I didn't realize at the event that we were all at that what you do, and I just knew you were helping and you were there and you were a friend of Stacy's and Tracy's, and it was like, this is wonderful. You're such a sweet person. And that's all I knew. And my daughter, I think, visited with you more than I did that night. And she was telling me things and I didn't remember, you know, because there's so much happening. And then later Tracy's telling me, hey, you need to have an Akashic Records reading with Leah. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. And then I told my daughter, hey, did you know Leah does Akashic Records reading? She goes, Mom, I told you all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see, typical mom, typical, you know, I don't know, it's the way it goes. So anyway, I had a reading with Leah, and it was so wonderful. And I thank you. You are the most precious person.
We kind of had this expansive, I did one, sent her to you, you sent her to someone, then someone else. And yeah, just kind of had this really awesome trickle effect. And I couldn't think of anybody better to share with the world than Leah right now. So I look forward to everyone getting to know her and the gifts that she brings forward with the Akashic Records. Because it not only is it fun, but it's so informative and just gives you that leap forward, that little glimpse of what you need to know and where you're going. So,
yeah. Yeah. And that's where it's kind of like I was thinking about tonight. And I'm like, okay, so how are we going to explore this more? But first I want to get some history. So first of all, welcome, Leah. This is Leah Ray. And thank you so much for being here. And I'm so glad Tracy thought of you. It's like, we need to have Leah on the show.
Oh, you're there. Right. So sweet. I feel kind of, I don't know. I honestly can't take a lot of the credit. Like I'm honored and I'm grateful, but I'm like, I just kind of let them tell me and I just say what they're showing. So I really can't take credit.
Well, you can take credit for being open channel for the information to come through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what makes it so good is in you aren't attached to it. You aren't, it's not ego driven, you know, and that makes the best type of person to receive this information and deliver it is because you allow it to come through. And I thought it was so funny in ours is you were even surprised by some of the stuff. It's like, well, they're showing me stuff, but it doesn't make any sense. You know, like, it makes sense to me.
I know. Cause I think with yours, I was like, I didn't even, cause I was hard for me to get the words out of my mouth because I was like, in my head, I was like, why are they showing this? But you were like, wait, keep saying, keep speaking. I know exactly where this is going. So yeah, I had to learn too. And I always learn every time, but I have to literally like move out of the picture and just be like, okay, whatever. As interesting as it may sound, I have to let it just, I just have to be the observer.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go back into your past.
Oh, there needs to be like background music to that or something. Woo!
Yeah, you know, because this is so exciting. But how did you get into this? I mean, have you always been into metaphysics in the realm of like talking to spirits or whatever it is. I mean, I want to understand fully what happens in an Akashic record reading. You know, it's like what's, you know, there. But before we get there, I want to know what got you there.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was thinking like, I don't really have much to say. And then I was like, well, I kind of don't tell people these things that happened throughout my whole life because I was, you know, just, I guess, so shy about everything because it was so different. At least I found out later it was different. I thought everybody could talk to animals or see spirits and all that stuff. So it was really fun because it just made me go back a bit and say, well, yeah, I was always the odd kid and I was always the one that needed time out away from people and I'd be by myself and like the playground. I mean, I was friends with everyone, but I was the type that would go towards the quieter person or the person that no one really would hang out with and just kind of, I felt calmer in their energy. So it was funny because I didn't realize it took me years to get to here where I'm at, where I can actually speak about it. Cause I just didn't know it was, other people had the same experience. So, I mean, I've been seeing things since I was 2, 3, 4 years old where I tried to explain it to, you know, my family and it was just one of those things, like, every time I would tell them, they would forget or it would go over their head. And thankfully, over the years, I could speak to my dad.
What kind of things did you see? Let's just.
Yeah, I know. So let's just, you want me to just get in there?
Absolutely.
Dive in. Dive in like you're swimming with sharks.
Oh, I love sharks. Thanks, Tracy.
I'm a dolphin. Tracy's a shark.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Hey, don't. With Leah, you don't want to say you're a dolphin. Go with the shark every time. I'm learning. I'm learning that she has certain opinions about both of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. But aren't we also whale friends with whales here too?
Oh, or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at I don't know if you can see my picture back there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's my soul portrait. Look in the bottom right.
It's a whale. Yeah. Oh yeah. My God. It's stunning.
So, whale friends here.
Well, yes. Friends.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. See, I need to be comfortable with my tribe to be able to talk about.
I'm telling you, you know, one of the interactions with Leah, she told me she wanted to swim with the sharks, and that's where that came from.
Okay.
But it is now a thing because I'm hearing other people say they want to swim with sharks, and I'm like, why is this a thing?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem right.
I've already done it a few times, just, but anyways.
You've actually done it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's still here.
Yeah. No, for some reason, I'm just in awe. I mean, I just am humbled, but I'm in awe. And then I get, like, hypnotized by them. So.
Oh, well, that's a story for later.
Yeah, I think there's a whole story there.
I know. So Tracy probably remembers more than I do. But okay, so let's.
She's giving me way more credit than I deserve. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, that's true. I think when things happen, and I'm sorry, I know we're I'm all over the place, but I do. Oh. I don't always recall people's sessions, but they do pop in and out. So
yeah.
I'm sure that happens with you, Tracy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I come with a disclosure that if you have questions, you have to ask it in the first 30 minutes, because after that, I'm not going to remember.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Before you get into your story, you have a little collective in the chat over here. And if you are not in the chat and you're listening and you would like to be part of the chat, go to Facebook, go to BBS Radio TV, and we are live video streaming, and that is where we're chatting. But we have Corey, Orange County. We got Carol in New York. We got Amy in Texas. We got Shauna in Colorado. And we have my daughter, Tiffany, in there.
Yay, Tiffany. Yay. So. Yay. She's both of our daughters.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Thank you for giving birth and letting me claim part of that. Okay. So you have these massive visions of things that you wake up in the middle of the night.
And, what are you seeing? I want to know specifically. What
yeah. You're okay. So, I mean, I can just, it's you guys. So,
It's just us. you're in your tribe. I promise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it is what it is. So, my dad grew up in Western Mass. And when I was, I guess, 2-3 years old, we moved back to that house he was raised in. And apparently, I still remember, I was taken a lot. There were a lot of sightings out there, but I clearly remember going off with another tribe.
It's okay to say.
It's okay to say.
We really are safe here.
Okay, so I'll tell you exactly, because it was really interesting. So they would take me out of, these beings would take me out of the house, but in the beginning they started to look human, so they looked like my family members. Mm-hmm. So they would take me by the hand, and we would go up a ladder in the middle of the woods, and then up in the ladder I would find myself on this kind of cold operating table. And when I was there, they would do procedures to me. And when they would take off their surgical mask, like a regular doctor would, instead of taking the surgical mask, they would take off their face. Mm-hmm. And then underneath would be these beings. So I always knew it, and I would always tell people, or I tried to at least, and then I had to stop because people would get freaked out.
Sure.
So okay. I stopped telling people. But then my dad and his sister would tell sometimes their stories of having similar experiences, but they would enter their homes and have, I guess, parties in their home, and they would have telepathy with, like, my dad.
So can I time out just shortly here?
Yeah.
ETs are partying in the home. I kind of want to know what does that look like? Are they like
drinking
margaritas and chips and salsa? What are they doing?
I don't know. I just know my dad and his sister would be kind of frozen on the couch, and they would just sit and watch them walk around. And I don't know it sounded like a party, but it was, I'm hearing this from their point of view, but they would remember, like, my dad once thought, oh, I need to get something to harm this being to get it out of the house. And I guess they used telepathy and was like, don't you dare. So he'd stopped thinking that thought.
See, that confirms something I was going to say when you said you were having this experience very young.
Yeah.
Many times when you're young having one, that means usually it comes through the family. So one of your parents or both were having the experience as well.
And yes. So
you confirmed it with your father.
Right. And so my dad would tell me these stories openly. And so I just found out recently through his sister that, because I tried to get fill in the dots. So she would fill in some of the information too, because I would always hear about my dad's treehouse stories of, because he had a treehouse and he would go sleep out there, and they would always come down in the middle of the night, and he would burst in the house and, you know, wake everyone up and tell them what happened. So I guess that was such a common thing that no one thought about it, but because I was young and I was trying to share this information, I wasn't around his family much. And so it wasn't received in the way that it was like, oh, no big deal. So after that, I kind of just started to quiet that story. But I would always test my mom, because I'd always say, you know, why was I in the trees all the time? And why was I always taken? And she just, poor thing, she wouldn't remember anything I told her. And I would tell her the story, like, for years I told her these stories, and poor thing, she just, her memory gone, like, just couldn't remember any of it.
So that's like the Men in Black, the flashy thingy.
thank you Tracy, because that's exactly what my dad said, because I would tell my dad, like, you know, look, I told mom so many times and she couldn't remember, and he's like, don't worry, it's like that movie, they zapped her memory. And I'm like, how do you know this? Are you? Yes. So, but it was really interesting, because I'm finally opening. Thank you for allowing me. Thank you, by the way, for letting me share my story.
Oh, loving
it. This is needed. It really is. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing your story.
And on short notice.
I know, right? I know it's divine timing, divine guidance. So since I started to open up to the memories and allowing them, I realized, oh, I thought everyone had telepathy. Like, I thought everyone was able to read people's thoughts. I thought everyone could feel people's pain. I mean, I would feel everyone's emotions, pain, but I would get it physically.
Yeah.
So that was my whole life, but I thought that was everyone's experience. I thought everyone could hold animals or random insects and just put their hand out and have them just land on them and, you know, have a beautiful conversation and then have them fly away.
Anybody else want to do the,
Yeah, Snow White.
You're like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. But I thought this was normal. And then like people, I would be out talking to people and doing this and like, they'd look at me and you're like, who are you?
Walking around with a flock of birds on her shoulder and butterflies in her hands.
I thought it was like, normal.
Doesn't everybody do this?
Yeah. So I realized too, oh, that's why I was so shy, or that's why I was so like shut down a lot, because I was trying to hide. I later realized, oh, I was the odd one, the weird one, you know, the one that, you know, God bless those kids, but they just didn't know what to do with me, which I get it now, because I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't realize. But I would, or I would dream their dreams, or I would know. It was like as I grew up, it was hard for me to date because I would dream my boyfriend's dreams, you know, and it was really hard because then I was like, oh, but it was beautiful at the same time because I was like, wow, I really have to be careful who I, you know, pick, because if they're dreaming of horror films, you know, the whole night, I don't watch horror films for a reason.
Like, I don't want those nightmares.
Exactly. So after years of like trying to run from it, oh, because, and then I would also see spirits. So like when my family members would pass, they would come visit and I would see them. Mm-hmm. And so then I would tell, my mom could accept that, which was a blessing. So I would tell her, or I would just tell her messages of family members or memories that she had that I couldn't have known. So I would just share these things. And so, but it was interesting too, because when I started to also just be able to share with gentle souls like you guys, or just people in general that I felt comfortable with, I would read their thoughts and then I would, you know, just tell them, oh, are you moving to Spain? Like, and this was like the minute I would meet them and they're like, are you a mind reader? And then I'm like, oh, Leah, you have to be careful. Do this.
Oh yeah, you didn't realize.
Yeah. You didn't say that out loud.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I thought, right. Didn't you tell me that already? It's like, no, we just met. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So but then of course I went through the lovely dark phase of trying to run from it and stuff it away, because I would have beautiful dreams of like orchestras playing and like beautiful music, and I was like, God, this is how Beethoven and Mozart must have downloaded their information. Like, it was a channel you could, at least I could tap into, and I'm like, whoa, I've never heard this. Like, I wish I could document this. Wow. Or novels. Like, so it was really fascinating because it would be 24 hours a day sometimes. It would, and I couldn't shut off people's energy. So it was really, it would kind of blow my energy out a lot just because I didn't know.
Well, I think that's pretty normal. And that's why this is good that you're sharing this, because I think when we are on this path and learning the things as we're opening up, many people go through this, and it is, it's, you don't know what to do with it. And it's scary sometimes.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, the scary part would be for me, it was like, feeling someone in the grocery store that was a murderer, you know, and feeling that their energy and like getting this really weird feeling come over me, you know, and no judgment. I'm not here to judge, but it would hurt me. It caused me pain. So when I'd look back and I'd see that, and then I'd see what they do, because I could see, like, if I was in people's energy, sometimes I could see things, or if I put my hands on them, I'd see things. And there, a lot of the things I didn't really want to know, but yeah. I didn't know how to differentiate, how to stop it, how to. So that's when it would get scary, because I didn't know how to protect myself.
Yeah.
Which I've learned was huge, because unfortunately, but I know a lot of people have done it, I went through that self-destruction phase of, like, trying to shut it off completely, because I didn't know there was a volume.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no idea. So, like, here I was, you know, thinking, oh, let me just drink liquor to shut it off. But then I would, then sometimes that would be, it would sometimes clear filters. So then I could see sometimes more. And then I was like, oh my goodness. Like, what did I do?
Okay. Beer, yes. Vodka, no. No.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. No, no. Swear to God, that's how it could be.
Yeah.
Vodka would be like, oh no, I could see some of the darker ones. Like, it would be like that. Tequila would be okay.
Tequila, red wine, and
never mix them, because then you'd see. Yeah. No. It, and it would. It was then you'd fascinating.
See it in the crystal clear waters of the toilet later.
Oh. Oh my God. And I had no idea that also. Some things could, like, or if someone's family member passed, and I'd be, because I also was a massage therapist for a long, many years, and touching people, I would see their lives, and I didn't know I was allowed to clear things off of them. I thought you always had to ask them their permission, but then I learned, oh, you can just ask their higher self. Isn't that easier?
Much easier.
Much easier. But, like, I would bring home their stuff. I would dream their. I would be dreaming all their stuff. I didn't know how to properly clear it. I thought I had to mourn and feel everyone's aches and pain. I thought I had to, like, go through every tear. I would go home crying all the time.
But what a wonderful, I mean, you see, that journey is so powerful, because you went through that. You know exactly. I mean, it wasn't somebody told you, hey, this is how you do it. You experienced every step of it. And so you know what's important, what's not, just exactly how to do it. So,
yeah. Well, and that's what I finally, because I was always beating myself up during my self-destruction phase, because I was feeling very sad that I spent so many years in that world of, for me, it was very dark. But then I realized, oh, it was a blessing, because the way it showed for me was, and I was telling a friend this, our friend Stacy, because I was trying to explain how they show it for me. So it, I call it full spectrum, but it's kind of like the whole keys on a piano. So for me, I could see all the keys, and I was sad that I could see the dark during my self-destructive and everything. I was sad that I lived in that little world for a while, or just saw that. But then I realized, oh, what a blessing, because I also can see the light and see the full spectrum.
Yeah,
and I don't have to fear. Like, before, I thought I had to run away, and I don't. I just have to look and observe, honor, and do what I need to do. If it means to clear things, fine. If it's me, however I can be of service in the most highest vibration, that's when I'm like, oh, it was a blessing, because I'm not in that fear energy. I can actually look at the dark and not feel all that pain and suffering. I can just observe it.
You know, I love that you put that to the piano keyboard, because that happens in my, the Ascension sessions, where they'll say, oh, it's this dimension or that dimension, but then they make it very clear that they don't want you to stack them, like, here's one and here's 12.
Right.
They lay it out, and they say it's like a piano keyboard. Everything's on the same level, and you need all of them in order to make the music. Exactly. So you need it all to create the harmony. So there is no one above another. Lay them out horizontally.
Yeah, I love that analogy, because I've never gotten an analogy that puts it in a place. It's always like there's all these different realms, but, and I'm like, and they're not hierarchy.
No,
it's not. Figure that out, how to make it where it's
yeah,
not.
There's none more important than the other. They're just different vibrations, just like different chords on a piano. And they use a piano all the time. So you're the only other person I'd heard bring it in like that. And I'm like, oh, the piano. Yay. But I do want to tell our audience that if you want to know more about Leah, I know we're still got a lot of show to go, but I did put her website on the link. On the video link on Facebook and BBS Radio TV. So go there if you would like to get to her. We'll get more information on that towards the end of this too, but go ahead and keep going just in case some people wanted to get a jump on. I want an Akashic record reading. Do-do-do-do. It's right there. All right. So, yeah, now you're seeing all the keys on the piano.
Exactly. So, and that's why too, because I was really shy about sharing with other people what I could see or what was being shown to me, because also I was thinking, oh my god, they're here just to relax, or like, for example, get a massage, or they're I'm in the grocery store with them, I felt like I was like I don't want to know what, why are you showing me this? And so that I felt kind of like not a peeping Tom, but like too much information. So
yeah,
but then I just kind of was like, what, what's, why? But then I realized, oh, if, again, like, I didn't realize too, a lot of people don't know if there are energies that are not serving them. I can, if they're showing themselves, a lot of times too, I can just help escort them to the light if that's what they want. And I didn't realize too, like, oh gosh, this person doesn't even know that there's something weighing them down, and this thing doesn't even want to be weighing them down. It's just they've kind of got anchored, and so let's just send them to the light. So that was so cool, because yeah. I didn't know that, oh, it was being shown possibly for a reason. And so I always ask, you know, if something's here to show itself and wants to be escorted, you know, then that's when I start to do some of the work. And it's been beautiful, because I learned some things don't want to be escorted. Some things it's not for that, or the person that they're hanging out with doesn't want them to go. So that's when I learned also boundaries, you know, and also it's been fun, because some things that look scary to me may not be let's say an energy that's not serving them. Maybe it is serving them. It's just scary to me, you know? So that's been the fun part, because I was always really shy about also telling people, because I didn't want them to be freaked out that, oh, your grandmother's here or your grandfather's here. And but when a few people I felt comfortable with, especially where I worked in the massage world, I thankfully had repeat clientele, and they would thankfully ask me, well, what's going on, like, because they could eventually
put me on that table.
Somehow they would just ask me the right question, and I'll be like, okay, well, and thankfully, because kind of had to be a breakthrough for me to be able to feel safe enough to share. And Tracy, you definitely helped me with that, because I, by working with you, by helping me to clear some of the old residue and the past lives and all that fun stuff that I finally yeah, that I finally felt, well, maybe in a many lives, you know, was burned at the stake many times or whatever.
Right. And all of us, I think we've had lifetimes where we didn't feel worthy, or we were beaten down or held down or didn't get a voice, and got to work through all that stuff. I know that, and the beauty of working with you, Leah, is that we're obviously, we can mirror each other in these sessions. So we're both growing throughout the sessions, and, you know, what's helping you is also helping me, and yeah, you just keep growing together. So it's perfect.
Yeah, no, and it's beautiful, because then of course the next day, you know, I'll have someone that calls me that needs, is going through the same thing, you know? So that's how the beautiful dance comes about, or the flow, or that magic, where I just went through some, you know, heavy stuff, you know, and had my team help me. And then if I can gift that to somebody else, like, wow, and it's so funny because I don't know if it works with you guys, but sometimes for me it's patterns like groups of threes or groups of fives that suddenly they all show up and they all need like the same stuff. So yeah. I'm like, oh, this is fun. So that's when I realized, oh, when I feel empowered and now I'm finally feeling strong about it, that this can be such a gift for others and it can be such a beautiful way of giving back and being of service to help people feel better and to raise their vibration. Like, yeah. I'm just honored all the time, but it's just such a beautiful thing because as I get stronger or just, I guess, feel more comfortable, then I can say, well, if this resonates with you, go for it. If it doesn't, that's fine too, but it's your choice and this is what's helped me. So that's been the fun part because now I'm finally like, oh, because I thought I needed hundreds of years of like, you know, a resume. Like,
you have thousands of lifetimes. What are you talking about?
I was just going to say, I remember you telling me in the reading how many lifetimes and hundreds of years I had been doing before what I was doing now. And so it's like, that's exactly the case for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
None of us are newbies at this, at whatever we're doing. We've had tons and tons of experience behind us.
Well, yeah. And that's when I finally realized, oh, just because I always, you know, went into this idea of, oh, I need a PhD in this, or I need a PhD, or I need 50 years of hands-on before I can even say I'm, you know, more than the amateur. And so, but then I realized, Leah, get out of the way. This isn't about you. Just stop. And just, so that was fun because now it's not about me. It's really just showing up, holding the sacred space and letting the divine energy show up and do the work. And that's been so beautiful because I'm like, it takes the pressure off of me, I feel. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I just have to show up and be there and honor. And that, like, that's been so great because I used to, I guess, have anxiety performance or who knows what it's called.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. That's a real thing.
I like how you kind of leaned in, like you're whispering that.
Yeah. I mean, well, and that's, I mean, that's exactly what we found. I mean, through all these different things that we do, and QHHT is one of them, is when you leave it to them, leave it to the higher ups, the SC, the higher self, see, it takes it all off of you. Let them do their job. You're just holding the space. And so that's the very same thing. You have it. You don't have the responsibility in there. Your responsibility is just holding the space, asking the questions, just delivering the information. I mean, you know, making sure it's coming in on yours. You're delivering the information that you receive.
Right.
So, and there is a little beautiful addition to this interview because I found out when I called Leah that she's taking the QHHT Level 1 Practitioner course. So yes. Also want to welcome her to the family.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so exciting.
I'm so excited because I feel too, I was divinely guided to you both. Cause I was trying to learn how to not be exhausted doing energy work. And because I would give away everything. I didn't realize like, oh, I'm supposed to be left with energy. I'm not supposed to be like sleeping 12 hours.
Pass out.
Yeah. I had no idea. And
crawling home at night.
Oh, completely. Like, or drinking like so much coffee that it's like, oh gosh, this is not
healthy. Oh, don't have the coffee. That's okay.
Oh, coffee's great. But I think like 6 cups or something is like not really, I don't know. Or I would do.
It's the pot.
Oh, yeah. And chocolate covered
cup before the show, did you?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I already had my coffee.
Go ahead, lift it. They need to see it.
Oh yeah, this is my tea because I have the coffee. I have the coffee.
So besides, that's probably what you have coffee in though, right?
Oh, guess what? No, that's a bigger one. Hold on.
Oh no, she's got it. Oh yes, bravo, bravo.
It's the blackest coffee. It's so delicious.
Car, and you pour it out as clumps.
It's my teeth black.
you can call it the charcoal toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
I know that the audience is really excited to get into what is the Akashic Records. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I know I don't want us to run out of time. Yeah. With that. So yeah, let's find out what the Akashic Records are and what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Run us through what people can expect with that.
So that's been fun. And I have to give homage to Gabrielle Orr, because she divinely, of course, like one of my friends was like, hey, have you heard of this teacher? And I was like, no. And then I look it up and 5 days later, she was 10 blocks from my house. I could have walked to the workshop.
Wow.
So
very perfect.
Perfect. And I was an avid reader of Edgar Cayce when I was growing up. And I was always praying that I could help people heal by tapping into what he was tapping into with the medical intuition. So mm-hmm. I was like always praying, like, somehow can I be of help? And then all of these wonderful kind of divine guidance, I guess, just showed up. And that's when I took the class with her, which was lovely. But then I was shy, of course. So then I practiced with everyone I knew and all my friends and family for years, because I wanted to make sure. I don't like to just jump in and say, hey, this is what I do. For some reason, I need like years and years and years of practice. So, but it was so much fun, because my friends and family and coworkers and just anyone and everyone that wanted one could give me their feedback. And of course, like Tracy, I didn't remember. I was like, really? I'm like, your mom came through? Like, wow. That's like, I was always in awe, because I had no recollect, like, yeah, maybe 10 minutes later, but the next day.
Then you lose it. Yeah.
So, so they were always so sweet and grateful and kind, because they shared what was told. No, they didn't share everything, but they shared a lot, which helped me realize, wow, this is such a blessing. And I was always just so honored to be able to do it. But it also made me be able to tap in so much quicker, because when I would see things on my own and when I would touch people with massage and see stuff, I kind of was always like, well, am I making this up? You know, like, is your grandmother really here? Is she really showing that beautiful piece of jewelry that's in your pocket? And, you know, thankfully I would have people that I could ask these questions, but for the most part, you know, a lot of people I never talked to. So with the Akashic records, so I guess the way it always shows up for me, but again, everyone's different. I mean, they say it's the book of life. It's our soul's library. For me, it shows up as the beautiful library that's past, present, future. But when I'm in the Akashic records, so I say a prayer of protection that protects the person and I in love and light. And then with that, I just wait for the energy to come, meaning for me, it's usually visuals and it's usually pictures or videos or something to share an essence of this person and just to make sure we're all on the same page. Because like you said, Julia, like, I didn't know what they were saying. And that's when I have to really step aside and just say, okay, they're showing a unicorn, they're showing this, and they're showing, you know, jumping over a rainbow. I don't know, whatever, but I learned over years of doing the work, I have to just say exactly what they're saying.
I'll actually share what that was. It's okay.
Okay.
And because it was trying to give, it was showing you like things from like the 50s, it was like poodle skirts, and I'm trying to think, it was like bobby socks and you know, like things like that, as I recall. It's like all these little, you know, the drive-ins but the main thing that you kept saying was the poodle skirts. You're like, this doesn't make sense. Why are they showing me poodle skirts? And it's like, that's from the 50s. That doesn't make sense. I'm like, she goes, that doesn't mean anything, right? I was like, no, that's when I was born. Yeah. So that was like my, you know, and she's like, oh, I never would have known. So that was kind of showing that's what I was raised within that. Yeah, within that field. So,
yeah.
That's
fun to hear what you say, because I could tell you didn't remember any of that.
I didn't remember that one, no. I did remember the beautiful drive-in, because they sometimes show pictures that I can know. So like they showed up drive-in where I am close to now. And when I drove by it yesterday, I was like, oh, didn't they show that to someone recently? And so, yeah, that was you.
That's the other thing, is you forget who gets, it's like they all start to, the things you do remember is just all one big jambalaya. I wouldn't be able to place it. Like I actually had a session where somebody was the Akashic record keeper. And they were describing how they were writing this stuff down, and And I'm sitting there going, was that your session? Was that? Yeah. But as you were talking about it, a total recall comes back to me of this Akashic Record Keeper and their description of the table and the library and the chair they're sitting in. And it was all very vivid as you were describing that. And it's like, so that can pop back in, but yeah, to even know who that belonged to, I don't remember. So.
Well, Julia is a wisdom keeper. I know that. I know that. Because that stayed with me. And so maybe you were picking up on that, Tracy.
Could be.
I wonder. Yeah. I mean, but again, right. But how many, there's so many wisdom keepers, meaning of that, whatever they're keeping, there's so many books on that. So like, that's so cool, because that's when I realized too, that, you know, when at least what I read when I was growing up about indigenous tribes, where they would pass the knowledge down through vocal or through oral tradition. And then I realized, oh, they're tapping in. They're tapping into their own books here in their own libraries, because they have knowledge of, especially with plant medicine, they can ask, I believe, their record keeper or their guides for the medicine and how to prepare it. Because like, how do you know to cook one herb for 3 days and then add three other herbs for 5 days and then wait until the moon? Who knows? Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That's the stars are in alignment. Now we're going to juice that baby. And
So, well, that's been interesting too, because people, and I always have to be careful, because I always say, you know, they're showing a T or whatever. And so I just write down just to say, you know, this is coming through me, and I don't remember. Sometimes someone told me that they were told to drink rhubarb or rhubarb cleanse or something. And I asked an herbalist, curious, what's rhubarb about? And they're like, oh, that's a detox. That's a really good cleanse. And I was like,
wow,
I didn't know that. So that's been fun, because I try to learn as much as I can, because of course I'm not remembering any of it.
Right.
Write it down, because I know I won't remember.
No.
Yeah. That's, you know, the sessions with you were wonderful. And I know that also, like you were telling us things that we could do future wise as well. And going to certain locations, doing certain things to get activated, to boost our energy, to do all kinds of things like that. Does that come in a usual session? Does that kind of stuff come in?
You know, it's funny you say that, because not all the time. There are sacred spaces for certain people that they show. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of people come in with a lot of sacred geometry of how they can gather their own sacred geometry and get an alignment. But it's interesting you say that, because only a few people that have shown like specific locations where that energy in that space is a healing center for them. And like, for instance, I always ask someone's higher self if I can mention this, but they say yes. So for example, one woman I had a session with a few weeks ago, they kept showing Kauai, and that this was a healing center for her, and that she needed to go back like ASAP. Mm-hmm. And then she apparently had sailed around there. She lived in Oahu for 8 years, but she only sailed around Kauai a few times. But it was such a beautiful experience for her. But they were calling her back. So it was interesting, because that just happens randomly and not often, when someone's soul needs to go. And so that's always fun, because I get to see some of the visuals. So that's why I'm always like, oh, I wish I could remember this. It's so beautiful.
I always wish I could be an artist so I could.
Yes.
Yeah.
The things that we see in our minds sometimes are so extraordinary and beautiful. And then there are artists that can catch those types of things. And, you know, like I've got a lot of Oracle decks where I just will sit there and look at the art, because it's so amazing. And the colors are very true and resonating as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. So beautiful. Well, that's why too, a lot of people, I wish, like, it's very interesting, because some days, I don't know if this happens to you both, but some days I can draw things, and then some days I have to just focus on nature. Or it's everyone, I guess, has a different way for me of the energy. Like some people's guides talk really quickly, mm-hmm. And it doesn't, like, I try to have coffee around me just in case I need more energy. But like sometimes people's guides are like, we have to tell them as much as we can, and but then like 3 hours goes by, and I'm like, it feels like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, I have to set a timer. Do you do that? Do you have to set a timer?
I started to now because yeah. it's just, you have to, because for me, everything feels like 10 minutes. And like I had one the other day, it was 3 hours. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry. Thanks for telling me.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah. But I do tell people now, if you can't go over, I mean, usually I can go over a little bit just because I like to make sure people can have the guides can have what they need to say. But I do tell people, please, if you have to go, feel free to end it. Yeah, because I don't know what time it is.
I think ours went about 3 hours.
Yeah, so. But there's so much that comes through. It's like, how would you interrupt you and go, oh no, sorry, I gotta go.
Right.
I would change my plan.
You're like, my kid can find their way home from preschool. They're fine. Keep going.
I mean, I got this connection here. We're going to go with it.
Not letting this go. I've got a direct line to the Akashics.
Well, and this has been fun lately too. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I get so excited about it.
It's your show.
Well, this has been fun because this is also, people ask, well, because ancestors come through and a lot of times it would be just a ancestor and the ancestor would show itself and then talk and that sort of stuff. But it's been fun because people have been asking for specific ancestors. And so they can ask for the specific ancestor and it's been beautiful because some ancestors are a little more dominant than others, like I guess because of the personality.
So like how she softens that, personality.
Because they're listening.
Yeah. I have a question for you, Leah, and this might not be one that you're prepared to answer. So uh-oh. Just say, you know, this is going to be like a game show. You can phone a friend, and your friend would be Julia because she's the only one here that can answer it for you. Or you can, you know, you can pass, you can do whatever you need to do, right? But I know that we've looked at this before, and I know that it is something that I've thrown out there to you as an option.
Okay.
Where are you at with Galactic Akashic Records?
You know, it's so cool because I think it's finally, you know, you say this and I'm like, I think there has been steps. I take baby steps, apparently. So baby steps. So yeah, it's, I think it's time because a lot of people are asking for that.
I'm gonna push you.
I know. Because people are wondering too, their guides have been telling them how to raise their vibration so that they can get to the next level. And so they're having them do homework, which has been so much fun because when they call back a few weeks later, I have a few clients, they call like once a week. And so their guides are like, okay, tell us about the homework. And they'll know already. They're like, oh, you did this one, but you didn't do that one. So it's fun. They'll show like you forgot this part of the homework. And so they're like adamant because these are things that I'm learning too, but I've had one client for about 6 years and they gave him specifics to realign his energy, to handle all this sporadic, to me, it looked like electrical storms on his head, but so they gave him specific daily things to heal himself. And he is cool as a cucumber now. His energies are all in alignment. I mean, this has taken 6 years of them giving him homework and he's done it. And now he's in a whole other phase of his life and he's in such higher vibrations. He used to get like total energies, like he had so much electrical storms around him energetically that he would be wiped out. And now that he's learned, they teach those beautiful lessons. And I was like, when I talk to him now, he's like, you know, there's a book on this. And that's what I was told 5 years ago. I'm like, no, it's so cool. People know this, like just fun stuff of how to heal your own self.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously so many beautiful healers out there, thankfully they're writing about it, but that's been interesting because the homework for people to raise their own vibration, you know, that's been the fun part. Cause that's when you give people the power to do their guides give them the power to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question here though. Tracy, when you're saying galactic, okay, say that again.
Galactic Akashic Records.
Yeah. So why is that different from the Akashic Records? Because the Akashic Records is your own library for your experiences. And we have experiences here and everywhere and all over the galaxy and everything. So if this is our library, then wouldn't that be the same library? Same, you know, and it's just like you're saying, maybe you're not ready for some of that information yet. And that's where
right
the frequency and stuff to access this other information, you know, maybe that's what's coming to me.
Is, right.
So I'm, yeah. It's when I'm being your phone a friend, even though you didn't phone me. this is what I got.
Leah's like, okay, Julia, what do you?
But, no, that's perfect, Julia. Because I know Tracy, you were saying once we were talking about the galactic, but then we were talking extension.
We had a name for it and everything.
Extension Akashic extension.
Okay.
Anyway,
ascensions. Yeah.
Because thank you, Julia. Because that's how I saw it. But how do you see it, Tracy? How do you see it in your brain? Because I'll tell you after what I see.
The Akashic Records. I guess when I'm asking that question, and it does apply. You would have to be, if you were to put out there that you do the Akashic Ascension Records, you would only attract people that are ready to hear that because nobody else is even going to see it, right? Because they're not ready for it. But you would bring in the people that are ready to know more about the paths that they have taken before because they're ready to anchor in some of that information, those abilities to understand more of who they are so that they understand what it is they're doing here. You know, we're all going, oh, we're volunteers. Oh, we're supposed to heal the world. Oh, we're supposed to do energy work. But this brings in another piece to that where it shows them how they did it before in other worlds, other realities, other places, so that they can integrate that and possibly put it to practice here.
Thank you. Because that's exactly, thank you for saying all that because I couldn't explain it at all. But that's exactly how lately a few of my clients have shown up where their guides were so they weren't strong. How would I explain it? They were just so stern on this is the time. Time is now, no more dilly-dallying. And you already did this, this, and that. You're already a super soldier. You already were taken. You already had these and so it's been fun because that you're right, because they speak that language already. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to go and make sure that they were safe. Knowing that they had already been taken, they already knew they were taken. So I didn't have to go through hours and hours
of breaking it down. Sure.
Yeah. They were just like, let's go for it. And because they were already there, which makes complete sense now that you're mentioning it, because we went to other places on those Akashic Record calls than others. For example, where some people need the baby steps, but then some people are like, okay, I'm here, I'm ready. You know, I just got a house to do this. Let's do it. Come on. And that's when their guides are like, this is it. You need to do this. You need to do it here. Yeah. And they had enough. They were over the weight. So that makes sense because you're right. I think that will call out those people. And thankfully, because now, like, I'm remembering a lot more when I was taken I'm not in fear of it or I'm not in denial right. or whatever yeah. that was, whatever I was, whatever bag I was holding. Now I'm just like, cool. What does this look like? What is the ship? What's going on? Like, where are you? So that's been fun because it's, I think a lot of those people need that extra guidance because again, you're right. We're here. We're all around the world. I mean, I have
And they're waking everybody up. There's a whole collective that I'm noticing are getting totally buzzed right now and woken up. And they're just like, and some of them are, you know, up in years, you know, they're a little bit older and they're thinking, why am I just now waking up? But it's because now the thing that they came to do is now they're being activated in it and it's happening and they're waking them up. And, you know, then they look back on their life and they're like, oh, I've done all of this and this and this and this, which has kind of prepared me for this. I just didn't know why I was doing it. So I'm just having some really cool experiences with that kind of stuff. And I know that you've had some of that as well. I have to ask this before we run out of time. The audience wants to know, are these in person? Do you do them virtually? How do you do the sessions if they sign up with you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I used to do them through Zoom because I know it's a lot of people want that, but energetically I would get distracted. So most of the calls are through the phone, and that's when I can just zone out and literally say whatever is being said. When sometimes for some reason, when the Zoom stuff happens, it energetically, either I get so tired or the messages aren't as clear. So that's the only reason why I do it over the phone. 'Cause I want the person to have the clearest, most precise, you know, information. And I don't want to waste people's time. So that's why I do it over the phone. And I've been recording them just recently. So thanks. I think you told me about, or you both told me how to record. So thanks.
Probably. We all want to help.
So I made you call in a way that I could record it.
Yeah. I did the same thing over here. I had my phone sitting by. I have Audacity on my computer. And I just had the phone sitting by my computer on speaker so that I could record it while you were talking. So there are ways to do that, to get it recorded.
And I just downloaded an app so that people don't have to, I can email it to them. So that's wonderful. I know I'm a little technologically challenged.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's website.
Yeah, exactly. How can people find you?
I'm watching our clock going, they're going to
get it. Yeah, we're going to have to sign off. So,
and yeah, what's your website, Leah?
Oh, LeahRayLight.com.
Yeah, okay, it's
LeahRayLight.com.
Yeah, LeahRayLight. You helped me with that, Tracy.
Yes,
so
I did. Thank God. I remember that.
Yeah, Tracy's helped me get out of my way in so many beautiful ways. So I have
good
to honor
at the push. She's really good at pushing.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had you 20 years ago. I need that push. No, but
I'm excited to do that though, because I've been told so many times I'm the activator of activators. And when I got out of my way of what that might mean, and now I know, I get it. It's when I find somebody like you guys and you're like, okay, well, I've got to do this okay, let's do it then. I'm right here. I got you.
Thanks.
Beautiful work. Both of you. Beautiful.
So, we do have to leave. I'm sure we're right on the edge here. So thank you, Leah, so much for being here. Gosh, what a gorgeous story. And I know
thank you
has helped so many. You have no idea what your story is going to do.
Thank you. I'm honored, really. And I'm so grateful you two have shared so much of your light, because by you guys sharing your light, it's helped others like me at least start sharing. So I'm honored and grateful.
Well, we're all in this together.
Everybody, go get your Akashic records read by Leah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Always, thank you so much.
And before we close out, QHHTOfficial.com. That's where you're going to find everything. Just go there. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.